Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friday, which means we're going to have some fun on What's on Your Mind. Live at WeFest is the one and only Kevin Flynn today. Todd, the radio god Mitch, will be joining us a little later on. Tonight is Randall Lambert, Lee Bryce, Clay Walker, Priscilla Block, a guy by the name of Ray Folker. It starts at 2:45 in the afternoon, and Miranda Lambert takes the stage at 10:30. So that's
a day of music, baby.
That's a day of music right there. Unbelievable. And, Kev, you're among the locals and the WeFesters on this Friday morning. Everybody
you
having
bet.
A good time?
We are. We are in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, which is about 50 miles, just a little east-southeast of Fargo-Moorhead, and beautiful lakes country over here. And this is the 39th year of the great, they call the state fair the Great Minnesota Get-Together. This is maybe the second Great Minnesota Get-Together up here at WeFest. You know, we have a lot of great festivals, a lot of great deals that are happening from, you know, the Moondance weekends that they have up in Walker. And, you know, this is just one of them, and this is a chance for us to show off Lakes Country, and everybody's having a great time. We had the GM from WeFest on earlier, and everybody's just, there's a lot of love, there's a lot of hope, I'll tell you what, buddy. You know, and there are people here from all over, the Dakotas, license plates from Wisconsin, Iowa, all over the place, and there's one common theme, and I'm telling you, it's everywhere right here, and it's red, white, and blue. And it's, I hear, you know, when we play Aaron Tippin and, you know, the Stars and Stripes and the Eagles Fly, I am in the middle of it, and there is a lot of hope. A lot of hope for, I mean, there's a lot of great young people here, and they're all flying flags. You see some Trump 2024 flags around here, buddy. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, that's awesome. The Trump flags are out at WeFest, huh?
Oh, you bet. That and the derogatory Joe Biden flags. Let's just say they're not fan flags.
They're not a fan of Joe Biden.
No, but the letter F is used in the flag, but I don't think it's
not in a positive way.
I don't think it's a fan club. So yeah,
I always bristle a little bit when I see those flags. I think, hey, kids can read, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but you can't help but chuckle at just you know how obvious it is that you know folks are.
Well, like I told you earlier in the break, we were standing. There's a tunnel when you're over in one of the three big campgrounds that are across the highway. So they built a tunnel that you have to walk through. And we went through the tunnel. There was a guy. One of the food trucks is right there. So I said, "Oh, we got to get some cheese curds," because I saw the order of cheese curds come out of there, and it was just epic. And so the bride and I, the lovely Mrs. Flynn and I, were waiting for our cheese curds, and and it's a lot of young people, you know, a lot of 20s, early 30-somethings. All the cowgirls and cowboys are out, the boots and the short shorts, and they're coming through the tunnel, and they're chanting, USA, USA. I remember, like, you go to a Trump rally or whatever, it's a lot of USA. And as they came out of the tunnel, I thought, I got to see if this works. And my wife looks at me, and she says, "Don't." I said, "I gotta." So I let out a, "Let's go, Brandon." And, like, without missing a beat, all of them went, "Let's go." And they kept right on going. There had to be 50 of them by the time they walked away, and they were still doing it. It was hilarious.
It is Open Phone Friday time on What's on Your Mind. Now you're giving me your voice. And I wasn't even at WeFest last night. Sucking in the dust.
I don't know what something's going on, yeah.
If you have a question or comment on anything, some Open Phone Friday time today on the program. China has announced today they're halting high-level military dialogue with U.S. over the visit of Nancy Pelosi. They're just butthurt about her going to Taiwan.
Good word.
I mean, it's unbelievable. They're losing their marbles over this. All these, provocative military exercises in and around Taiwan, firing off their missiles. My gosh, it's unbelievable. And now we're not going to talk to you anymore. So China's obviously using this to escalate this thing. Are we surprised? No, we're not. We're not surprised in any way, shape, or form. Texter wanted you to know that they have Michael Lindell's coffee in the house. And says, I'm the coffee guy in the house. I turn mine into gravy. Wife said she absolutely loves my coffee.
Ooh,
so there you go. Exactly right.
Now it's on the list.
There you go, folks. Now, you go to mystore.com for the coffee. Use the promo code Scott to get 25% off. And a lot of different flavors. You're going to love it. I love the packaging because Mike's right there on the package. The big, of course, it's blue. So anyway, the coffee guy in the house says thumbs up for my coffee. Go to mystore.com, promo code Scott, or call him at 800-506-9028. Not quite to Detroit Lakes, but Rolog, Minnesota, home of that Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers reunion. And Ben is on the line. First call of the day for Open Phone Friday. Ben, what's on your mind?
I'm walking in tall cotton today. I get to talk to the great one.
I don't know who the great one is, but we're glad to have you on, Ben. What's on your mind?
My question or my idea, and see if I'm crazy, I give it a 50-50 chance we won't have an election this fall.
And what would be the...
Well, he's got two things.
What would be the reason for that?
My, you know, opinions are like armpits, so they don't have to be great. But he, if he hasn't taken over the country yet, by then, he's going to call some environmental thing or we're going to lock us down for some crazy thing. These guys aren't content.
Monkey box.
To just wait for this thing. They know they're going to get beat.
Monkey
and they know 24 is going to be ugly. Obama started it. Hillary was supposed to finish it. Well, now Joe's supposed to finish it. And they're doing a pretty good job of it. Now we got Sinema on the ban for the new Green Deal, which is going to break us even farther. So my question is, what's the chances of not having an election?
Here's the thing. Here's what keeps me going every day. And you can call me horribly naive. You can call me Pollyanna. You can call me anything you care to label me. I think there's no shortage of people, whether it be George Soros or, you know, you name your favorite America hater.
Your favorite villain.
Your favorite villain. And they're out there. They're real. And they have the real designs on transforming, it's even the word they use, the United States of America. But I believe we're different. We're designed by God as a country.
I agree with that. But we've got the Republican Party, which is not worth the dynamite to blow them.
They don't fight hard enough. But I'm not worried about a particular political party. I've never in my entire 57 years on this earth waited for a politician to fix anything.
You're a smart man.
I think it's we the people, though. I really do. I don't think we're going to take any of this. I don't think, even look what happened during the pandemic. We didn't know what we didn't know. So people were respectful and, wear the mask, don't go to the church, da-da-da-da-da. I think that drill is over. I think they can pull out anything they want to pull out and, the monkeypox or whatever it is. Now you must, you will. I don't think we will.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right, because there's still a lot of people out there wearing masks, and I'm sitting there. What is wrong with these people?
All 30 and under.
Right, exactly.
You know what I said? The vast majority of them 30 and under. I don't know what does it say about the metal of America to have these folks
I think
afraid of their own shadow.
Underestimate. The Democratic Party is demon possessed. They've sold their soul, and I don't know. I'm glad you're there. You're a gentleman and a scholar and whatever else I can think of.
Well, I just am going to believe the best in America and that we're not going to do much of this.
Well, I hope
we're not
right.
Going to take this
I'm
lion
optimistic.
Down.
I'm worried.
Understand.
Okay, you have a great day.
Appreciate the call. By the way, you mentioned Kyrsten Sinema. She's the senator from Arizona. And we got had a sliver of hope that she might be chapped over not being involved in all the discussions between Chuck Schumer and Joe Manchin and might oppose this deal, which would totally torpedo the Democrats' effort to transform the economy with this latest boondoggle. Well, we found out last night that she and Chuckie Schumer reached a deal, which secures her vote for the bill. And she evidently, here's what she gets. $5 billion in drought resiliency. Not exactly sure what that is. Also changes portions of the corporate minimum tax structure to remove accelerated depreciations of investments from the agreement. That depreciation-related charge will cost about $40 billion. All told, the agreement with Sinema is expected to increase the bill's original $300 billion deficit reduction figure. Now, ask yourself this, friends. How could a bill that they tell us does not raise taxes reduce the deficit? Kevin, could you help me out there?
Let me get my Common Core book, my Common Core
would you get the Common Core math up.
I'm going to get on that and get back to you.
Okay.
Wow.
Doesn't raise taxes, but is going to reduce the deficit more than $300 billion, they say.
I think the rich people are going to pay all the taxes now. So
economists are saying, they're calling bunk on this. More after this.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July auctions include 301 acres in Grant County, 65 acres on a farmstead in Barnes County near Valley City, 156 acres of exceptional cropland in Traverse County, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Steele County, 342 acres of very good cropland in Stutsman County, and 276 acres of cropland in Towner County near Perth, North Dakota, and exceptional farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wishing my heart would start sailing. Big iron hips with the holsters. I'd be looking mighty fine on a poster. Wanted by the law, but the law don't apply to me. If I was a cowboy, I'd be wild.
big songs for Miranda Lambert. And this year, If I Was a Cowboy, should be on stage tonight at the WeFest, Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Texter says, hey, Kevin, we live close to WeFest, and although we don't go, the crowds were so much louder than we've heard in past years. Lots of excitement in the air. Fun to hear real patriots.
Oh, buddy, I'll tell you what. And the red, white, and blue flying everywhere out at the Sioux Pass. It's awesome.
Yeah, I love it. Sylvester in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, I really did get to what I called for yesterday, you know, but you read Epic Times?
I do, yes.
Yeah, they're July 27th, April 2nd, I mean, August 2nd article on behind the global war on farming. You could spend a whole program on that thing.
I did spend a good chunk of the program earlier this week talking about it, and I agree with you. It's a big target on the back of agriculture. It's time for people to awaken and realize what we're up against, and all driven by the UN, for crying out loud, as if they should have anything to do with American farming.
Yeah. But, you know, they use climate change as their reason, which is a false religion. Then the real reason is to control the food supply. And then after that, you've got all your government organizations around the world. You've got NATO, you got the UN, you've got the World Health Organization, and then you got all the NGOs thrown in there working together to establish this, I think you got to call it the Global Alliance. It's not a commonly used word, but everything is global. And this is a global alliance, but it involves, you know, NATO, UN, who, you know, and the NGOs and the governments that want to tie on to it. And our administration is 100% with them. We got to play chess.
We absolutely do. Sylvester, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Texter says, the Lord still warns individuals and nations today through the Bible and his servants to repent so they will not be destroyed. When any nation's sins reach a certain level, judgment is inevitable if that nation does not repent. God does not desire to see any individual or nation destroyed by the fruit of their own sins. He even spared a heathen nation for a while longer until their cup of iniquity was full and he could no longer tolerate their sin. But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. Thank you for the reminder. Texter says, is that the same Democratic Party that won't raise our taxes, that can't tell us what a woman is? There's that. Right. Texter says, don't give in to the lockdowns. Take a stand once and for all. Somebody else was not impressed with Dick Cheney and the ad that he did taking on Donald Trump in support of his daughter for the upcoming primary that's happening in Wyoming. You know, to me, it's so sad to see. Set aside, you know, who he is campaigning against and this whole mission that Liz Cheney is on. It's just plain not healthy to hate somebody that much. And the Cheneys hate Donald Trump that much that it's consumed their life. It's just, oh my gosh, you just want to say, hey, do you realize what you're doing here? Do you realize what this looks like? You know, so this ad's out now saying, oh, Trump's a liar. How do more people vote for Liz Cheney because her dad and she think Donald Trump's a liar? You think that gains a vote, Kevin? I'm very confused by this.
That's a great question. And maybe in the upside down it does.
The upside down world.
Yeah, it's if you watch Netflix, the Stranger Things, the alternate universe is called the Upside Down, and it's these people live in it.
Oh my goodness! And now, Nancy Pelosi and her family are going to be sanctioned by the Chinese. I'm sure they're quaking in their boots here. And they announced today, we're not talking to you anymore. That's right, cutting off discussions. Not going to visit with you anybody. I'm taking my ball and going home. In addition to escalating things on the military front, this is what they're up to. Oh, my gosh. can't make it up. Telephone number, call us 701-258-0550. Text us 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Texture says, Scott, now I understand all the plugs and kudos and praise for Watford City. You've been promoting. Now co-owner of Flag Media purchased from the Shipmans. Congrats. Good luck on your adventure. Well, thank you for that. We did announce that a month or so ago that we, in the Flag family, were the proud owners of the McKenzie County Farmer, which is a 112-year-old newspaper, 115-year-old newspaper. Been around a long time, serving the residents of McKenzie County. My praise that you talk about for Watford City and the kudos is genuine. It isn't. I'm not praising it because I'm trying to feather our nest or do anything. It's because it's what I believe. Watford City is just a very unique place. McKenzie County, a very unique place. For one, it is the epicenter of oil and gas development. So a lot is happening there that ultimately touches every corner of North Dakota. So that's a good thing. But through all that, which is could be fairly called chaotic growth at some times, they just find a way to do it and do it in a very orderly fashion. So it's pretty cool, and the praise is very worthy. It isn't anything other than real. Texture says the reason retrumplicans, is that a word, Kevin? Retrumplicans? I'm not familiar with the term retrumplicans.
yeah, whatever.
Hate Liz Cheney is because she told the truth. The retrumplicans love Trump because he's a world-class liar. I love these people who call Donald Trump a liar, but somehow think Joe Biden is a person of great integrity. Isn't that strange?
Sounds like Karen learned how to text. Atta girl. You go, girl. Atta girl.
Another listener says, who cares about Dick Cheney? The guy that got us into Iraq the second time with zero WMDs, he should shut his pie hole and crawl back into the one he came out of. Scott, any Republican that refuses to address the voting issues is also anti-Trump. Probably guilty of gaming the system. They know Trump has them figured out, and they're scared. Change my mind. Sounds like a segment of the show we should do at some point. The mayor of Detroit Lakes on WeFest Fun, Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall to come on What's on Your Mind Friday edition. It's Friday. Good morning, America.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Inflation Reduction Act will raise taxes and put America further into the recession, West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey says he can't believe Senator Joe Manchin would sell out his state like he did.
I think that if you were to draft a bill that would hurt West Virginia really, really hard, and you were to think of all the bad things you could do to our state, to coal mining and to our the price of energy in our state, our ability to be competitive, this is the bill you do.
The U.S. economy added 528,000 jobs in July. Unemployment rate falls to 3.5%. The Labor Department released its latest monthly jobs report Friday morning. July's report marked a positive jump from the prior month, which saw a payroll gain of 398,000 jobs added during the period and came in at more than double what economists had expected. USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Cowgirl, boys ain't they something, sure are some proud girls, but you can't be the loving, I tell you right now, girl, may just be said on one selfish thing.
Miranda Lambert with George Strait, and Kevin saw George Strait last night, so I'm sure he'll be on stage tonight singing with Miranda Lambert, right, Kev?
I cannot neither confirm nor deny that, my friend.
Yeah.
But I do know that when you're walking right on the very back road of sponsor camping before you go up the hill into the VIP, there's a life-size cutout of George Strait standing there holding a bottle of tequila, which is Codigo. It's like Codio, like Codigo, and he's a big investor in it, apparently, and he knows the family, and so we took a sample of that last night. It may or may not have contributed to my bad voice today, but yeah, we took a picture with George Strait last night, the cutout, and actually, it looked really pretty real, so I was pretty excited.
All right, so that's the rumor we're starting right now. George Strait will be on stage with Miranda Lambert.
Could be, you never know.
Yeah. At a minimum, bring the life-size cutout out there with him.
There you go.
And sing away. Hey, it is Friday, and so let's tell you about the lunch specials today at PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. What's for lunch today? Cafe USA. You're going to love fish and chips in Salisbury Steak in Valley City, or Sloppy Joe's in Harwood, Country Fried Steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Meatball Sub 12th and I-29, Meatloaf downtown Fargo at MP Avenue, Chicken Fried Steak in Glendon, Meatballs in Yulin, Lasagna at the 45th location of PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. You have a special guest there, the mayor of Detroit Lakes for 14 years. Matt Brank is with us on What's on Your Mind. Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
What do you want folks to know about Detroit Lakes?
Well, it's a great place to come and visit, and when you come and visit, you might as well decide to live here. It's just a fantastic place to live. We have a lot to offer here.
Any idea how many people live in Detroit Lakes and work somewhere else? It's got to be a good chunk of the population, huh?
I think it is, yeah. We have our new census, we're just under 10,000 now. And, of course, on the outlying areas that aren't in the city limits, there's a number of lakes where people, you know, call Detroit Lakes home as well. So, yeah, we have a lot of people that work up in the Fargo-Moorhead area, commute up there, but they want the quality of life we offer here in DL.
So is WeFest a good thing for the community?
Yes, I think it's a good thing. You know, it's been here for a long time. It's one of those events that goes along with the other events in Detroit Lakes, and it's sort of another reason that puts us on the map. There's an economic upside to it as well. So we're just glad that we have a new owner in here that's kind of bringing it back to the glory days, and I've heard nothing but good things. I was not able to go out there yesterday. I'm going to try to get out there tonight and see what's going on.
It really is. It's back, as they're saying.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
Good.
And when you're talking about an economic upside, what do you think within your city limits and the immediate outlying area, your population has to swell a little bit for WeFest, huh?
Sure it does, yeah. We've been asked this question many times over the years, is what is the economic impact? Well, no one's ever really done a study or tried to measure, what the dollars are. Certainly there are some businesses that don't really benefit, but a lot of them do. I'm sure all the hotels and motels are full. The restaurants, I'm sure, are as full or fuller than they normally would be on a summer in Detroit Lakes. Convenience stores, gas stations, all those.
City Beach,
the municipal liquor store.
Yep.
So, there's a lot of upside to it, and unfortunately we can't really measure it in dollars and cents, but it's a good thing for the city.
What is the outside of WeFest? I mean, I imagine there's a lot of folks, that live in a community of 10,000 people would love to have the economic impact that comes from WeFest, and for that matter, the lakes, right? All the summer tourism. What is the issue that is most prevalent among your citizens right now? What do they say? Hey, Mr. Mayor, fix this, fix that. What are they after you for?
You know, the only thing I've really heard is no more roundabouts. We've got a couple of roundabouts on our main drag, Washington Avenue, and it's taken people a while to get used to it, but they're much more efficient than, three or four-way stop.
Here's a tip, by the way, from Uncle Kev, okay? Do not stop in the roundabout.
Right?
Do not stop and wait for the other car to come in the roundabout.
Right.
I have to say, though, they are hard to get used to. But what do the pros tell you? The transportation planners, what do they say about the roundabouts that make them so great?
Well, first of all, they're safer. There's two roundabouts on Highway 59 that just south of Detroit Lakes, and those are both intersections where there have been fatalities in the past. And the transportation experts tell us that these roundabouts are far safer than stoplights or stop signs. So that's good on the highway. In town's a little different. These are mini roundabouts. It's going to take people a little while to get used to it. But other than that, I think people are pretty happy with the way things are going here in Detroit Lakes.
One thing, Matt, that I always tell people, with VTD, team, the manufacturing around here.
Lakeshore.
Lakeshore. I mean,
it goes on and on.
Yeah, really. And then a lot of my friends work at all of those different companies. And when they talk about manufacturing jobs and stuff, a few of them have mentioned, thank you, Donald Trump, for rescinding NAFTA. Because
yeah.
A lot of that came back. But there's a lot of manufacturing going on around here. It's more than just tourism.
Yeah, there is absolutely no problem finding a job in Detroit Lakes. A good job. Good paying job with benefits. And you mentioned some of those key industries that we have, and so it's just a great place to, all around great place. We have tons of amenities here, our community center, we have the Detroit Mountain Recreation Area that's open now again. The list goes on and on.
I heard that Detroit Mountain's kind of fun.
It is. That's great.
Yeah, Ski Patrol will really take care of you if you go up there.
There must be a backstory to that.
My fifth year.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, since we opened.
Oh, is it? Okay,
yeah.
Good for you, Kevin. Great.
Yeah. Been fun.
A texter wants to know if you're okay, Kevin. Just tell him you're okay. It's just the dust.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. Right? Yeah, it was just a night walking around the dusty campgrounds last night. So
you mentioned Lakeshore, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Some people might not be familiar with Lakeshore, so tell their story a little bit. It is pretty amazing what they've done.
It was two guys that grew up in Detroit Lakes, out on East Shore Drive on Detroit Lake, and they went to college together down at St. John's, and they started... Did they call it tie-dyeing in the old days when they made the T-shirts? Anyway, they started out in making these T-shirts in the garage, and they got in with some of the colleges and started furnishing T-shirts and other garments to the college bookstores. And it just took off from there, and today it's a business that employs hundreds and hundreds of people here in Detroit Lakes, and they're tremendous owners because... their stewardship to the city and different projects is just beyond belief.
Can't even say enough about what Hutch and the team does. Yeah. And one thing, they have now a contract, Scotty, with their Blue 84 division has got, I want to say like 12 NCAA. I mean, they do shirts for the Big Ten, the SEC.
World Series.
World Series, yeah. Anything college. Huge college contract.
I'm always amazed if you go into the store on the lakefront there. I mean, you're going to find drinks from every major resort area in the United States.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
They're really big in the resorts as well, all over, ski resorts, summer resorts.
Yeah, from Key West to Whistler in Canada.
I mean, yep.
Yeah.
And you've kept them there all these years.
Exactly. So we're very fortunate to have a company with ownership that we have, and we hope they stick around for many years to come.
What else are you most proud of about what's happening in Detroit Lakes these days?
You know, I mentioned some of our amenities. We have just got a lot of people here that are willing to step up and be stewards to the community. The new Boys and Girls Club, I think that was a $6 or $7 million
beautiful
project. Beautiful facility. Detroit Mountain. All these projects, the community center, were all pretty much built with donated funds from individuals and businesses here in Detroit Lakes. Certainly, the thing I'm most proud of is the stewardship that we enjoy here and the result that that stewardship brings.
What's the biggest challenge you have as a small town mayor?
Oh, you know, your typical road construction projects in the summer and, you know, different things like that. We really, you know, don't have a lot to complain about here. Things are going really well, so not a lot of huge challenges. We do have a number of building projects, city-owned facility projects that are planned. We're going to remodel City Hall. That's a big project. We're going to build a new public works building. That's a big project. We want to completely remodel Washington Ballpark. You know, the plans for that are just incredible.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, that's
beautiful.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Looks like a mini Camden Yard.
Yeah, it does.
Know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess in terms of challenges, it would be, you know, the projects we've got planned and how to get them built and how to pay for them.
You know what's nice? I didn't hear you say anything about crime. And if I was talking to the mayors of Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead, the law enforcement officials here, they'd say, hey, uptick, you know, that we don't like here, right? And of course, look at the Mall of America yesterday with it, you know, shooting at the Nike store for crying out loud. Are you seeing it all an uptick in crime in the smaller community like Detroit Lakes?
You know, as the population grows, yeah, our calls for service in our police department grows as well, but really not anything significant or worrisome. We have a pretty peace-loving population here, and people get along pretty well, so not really a big issue as far as crime.
Great to hear. Another reason to live in a small town. I tell you what, we need an oasis from all of it.
Well, and I'll tell you what, you know, if you're on the farm and you're, you know, listening in North Dakota and thinking, man, I'd love to be at the lake now and then. We're welcoming you. We're ready for you.
Yep.
Come on over. And you know what's great, too, year-round? I mean, from the poles and holes and stuff we do during Polar Fest in the winter, there's always something going on here. The water carnival was fantastic.
You know, the last few winters we've had that ice palace that, again, volunteers build that thing, and it's just thousands and thousands of people come, and just in the middle of the winter, it's 30 below and the town's full.
Yep, taking pictures on King Isbeth's throne.
Yep.
It is, yeah. Have you seen that yet, Scotty? You been down to see that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's spectacular. Yeah, it's like so 35 cool. feet tall. It's huge.
Anything else you want to tell us, Mayor?
You know, I've got to go and meet somebody for an appointment here, so I'm going to have to run. But thanks for having me on and letting me brag about Detroit Lakes a little bit. And come. Just for everybody out there, come and visit us. It's a great place to visit. You might want to just stay and live here.
And visit DetroitLakes.com.
Yes.
Visit DetroitLakes.com. Thank you, Mayor.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Texture says, good morning, Scott. Just want to get the word out that the great Quinn Sebastian from Hebron, North Dakota, will be with Miranda Lambert tonight singing Backup. Note from her favorite uncle, Russ. All right. We love it when a little local talent's on the stage with the big names. Open Phone Friday time for one more segment, then Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions for him. Stay tuned. This is What's on Your Mind.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Let's celebrate America all month long at PetroServe USA. America t-shirts are $9.99. Great variety. Check those out. Twizzlers, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds in the 5-ounce bag, $1.39. Jack Link's Wild River, 3 1/4-ounce bag, $4.99. The Ghost Energy drinks, 2 for $4. And any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, still 79 cents. Wow. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, too. PetroServe USA. Just tell them Scott sent you. It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you one of them girls that peels off the Bud Light label? Just might run the pool table. Roll your eyes if I call you an angel. Ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no. Just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on and your eyes close. That's when I know, yeah. You got your heart on lockdown. Got a wall I gotta knock down. Kinda wanna do a shot now, come on now. You one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody.
Lee Bryce, the other headliner tonight at the WeFest main stage. WeFest edition of What's on Your Mind for this Friday. Texas says thanks to all the volunteers at the fest too. So need volunteers to make that show go, aren't you?
Crazy amount, yeah. Big time, thank you.
Big time, thank you. All right,
yep.
Telephone number is 701-258-0550. You can also call us toll-free from wherever you're listening. 800-228-0550. Text us at 701-237-1590. Texter says, hey, Scott, did the swing states fix the election laws in their states, i.e. drop boxes? Please spend a moment on that topic. You know, it's interesting. Not even the swing states. The city of Fargo decides to have mail-in voting. Tried to demand it for the entire county. Tried to entrench things that were put in place because of the pandemic. So that's where I think we need to watch election laws. They use the pandemic to shred state constitutions and do it through emergency powers. So this goes back to the question of somebody earlier said, there won't be an election. I don't think there'll be an election. Now, I think that's extreme, and I think that's something we wouldn't stand for. But it doesn't mean people aren't going to try. And so I think as long as there is not emergency powers once again invoked by governors, most of the bad stuff that happened, what Senator Kramer has called legal theft before, can happen. But we'll ask Senator Kramer about that because there have been a number of efforts to watch that. Here's the challenge. Kevin, you and I talk about this a lot. We do not want the federal government dictating to the states what the rules should be when it comes to elections.
No, it doesn't work that way.
It does not.
We don't want that, and that isn't the way it works, and we're not going to have that.
State by state, the legislatures are the arbiters of an election. It's up to them to shape the rules, and quite honestly, that's the worst part of the worst that happened in 2020.
Which we've learned very much about the last 2 years, breaking that down and how the process works.
Have we ever? And it's good to pay attention to it because that's where it belongs. And the rules are the legislatures are in charge, okay? But when governors have emergency powers due to a pandemic that they give themselves, they can change the rules. And so those swing states, that's where a lot of that happened. And call it legal theft, but to your point, has it been fixed? What should be fixed is to say, no, you don't change these no matter what unless the legislature says, okay, let them vote on it.
Well, and some have been. I mean, they've got, it's still going on. I mean, the deal going on in Arizona, the Maricopa County thing, I think in Michigan and Wisconsin as well. So, I mean, it's a slow, murky, swampy process. So, there's progress being made.
All right, Texter says, I can hear the bass from WeFest in the barn with the silo unloader on, and I'm north of Frazee.
Oh, yeah. It's a calm
night. Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. It's a calm night. You can hear it thumping down there.
Miles around. Wow. You got to be a benevolent group of neighbors there.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, I couldn't do it without them.
Starts at 10:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. Texter says, how about the North Dakota Supreme Court ruling on SB 2344? Yeah, that's something I haven't had a chance to really unpack. It is hard to read. Very oddly worded by the court, so it's not exactly a black and white thing. But I promise this, we'll dig into that a little bit next week. Texter says, we love your text, by the way. It's 701-237-1590. Love it better when you call. Texter says the states created the federal government, and they can end it.
Yep.
That which one creates, one controls. That kind of goes back to the convention of the states. And different
right.
tools that are
yep.
available that the Founding Fathers envisioned. But the most important part of your statement right there, the states created the federal government. Never forget that. The federal government is a creation of the states, and the rule book is very clear on what they can and what they can't do. So just remember that. Kev, we're going to bid you adieu here and get Senator Kevin Kramer in here, and Todd will rejoin us. Any final bits of wisdom from WeFest?
Well, come if you you decide you want to bust out, and it might be a little bit rainy tonight, but Luke Bryan's going to be awesome tomorrow, and we've got tickets, and we'd love to have you in Detroit Lakes, and come on and enjoy the Lakes Country, whether it be this weekend or any time. And thanks to Doug Anselman of the Holiday Inn crew for having me here, and for Mayor Matt Brink stopping by, and thanks for coming in since I didn't have the voice this morning, buddy. Appreciate
it.
Not
a problem. Happy to do it.
All right.
I want to tell you about a whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Proudly announcing that in addition to the renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have the Pocket Ozone Sauna. Strategic wellness and vitality. And a combination of treatments that happen all in one. That's what's unique about it. But you're sitting in a sauna. Try this. Free 30-minute session is yours. Call 929-3930. 929-3930. SwansonHyperbarics.com. From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here. Now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.